The Day of the Beatles has arrived again. Let us celebrate. Or put it another way, let us spend a lot of money. First, we should deconstruct what's on offer. Tomorrow, a new video game called The Beatles Rock Band. We explained that one on yesterday's program. And now we turn to the Beatles music itself and an avalanche of reissue. Here to help, Bob Boylan of NPR's All Songs Considered. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Noah. I have a bag for you.
You have The Beatles in mono.
Yes, and then the bigger one.
Uh-oh. It's the big black box. The Beatles with a little green apple there. That's very nice. Listen, before we start, let's play just any kind of Beatles. I just got to hear something to get in the right mood here. Just anything.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
I can't complain.
The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
I can't complain.
They're holding me down. Turning me round. Filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
That's the question. Is it getting better all the time? Right? I would guess. So we got a lot of music here. Mono and stereo. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, I would start with the stereo one. The stereo one's the one that sounds most amazing. I turn these on. The bass is incredibly, incredibly warm. What they did in the studios at Abbey Road, they'd bring out the cymbals a little more. You hear the harmony so much better than you ever did.
Right. Okay, I've got it open. I've got just a handful. How many in here?
The stereo one contains all of the Beatles releases, 13 if you include Magical Mystery Tour, and then a DVD of, it is a handful.
Right, I've got two handfuls of Beatles. These are separate albums, but you buy them, right?
You can buy them as a box, you can buy it separate in
terms
of the stereo. Yeah, okay. You can buy any way you want.
All right, let's play something here.
Why don't we play a cutoff of the White Album? We'll play Dear Prudence. I was listening to that this morning before I came in, and listen to Paul's bass. And listen to the harmonies that are going on.
Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? Dear Prudence, greet the brand new day.
Well, that's very nice, but it was very nice before. You're saying you can really hear the difference.
Oh, absolutely. It totally changed the way the whole presentation of the music was. It's like taking your favorite old movie from that 20-inch TV and throwing it on HD.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
You know, it strikes me it's an amazing amount of music that I'm holding here.
525 minutes.
just
off the top of my head, okay. 525 minutes of music.
Now, forget the skepticism. This music was remastered in 87.
It was actually released on CD in 87, but not remastered. They took the original analog recordings and sort of just bounced them onto a CD.
I see.
Technology from analog to digital wasn't so hot then. They sounded brittle. They didn't sound warm. They do now.
Okay, get your money out again. So what does this big collection cost?
I think it's around $270 for the stereo. You get every album they did, well, 13 albums, and then you get this bonus double record of basically all the singles that were in stereo.
Now, the Beatles in mono, this box sells by itself. How much is this?
$290-something, $298.
Oh, well.
Buy two because you put one away, you pay for your kid's college in 20 years.
All right. This is pretty impressive. It's nice and glossy and well-packaged. But if you got all this stuff, you got all this stuff, right? I mean, if you got the original albums, LPs, you got the 87 CDs. If you got it, you got it.
The cynic would say, capital EMI, they're going to milk the last dollar out of people, another reissue of Beatles stuff. And in some ways, it's, for the record company, last gasp stuff for the CD. And in some ways, this may be, for many people, the last CDs they buy.
Bob Boylan, thank you for coming in, playing music for us.
Pleasure to do this.
Bob Boylan is the host of NPR's All Songs Considered, NPR.org, and he has lots more Beatles material at that website. And Melissa, we'll stay on a nostalgic note here as I thank you and the staff for the chance to come back to Washington. and spend 5 days hosting All Things Considered. It's been great pleasure, great memories here.
Oh, it's great. And talk about nostalgia, hearing this music and just seeing you here and hearing you back on the air again after hosting, how many years was it now, hosting All Things Considered?
Oh. Let me ask you a tougher one.
Okay.
How many years did we work together and travel together? And I actually worked for you when you were the producer of the
show. Well, I know that. I came here 25 years ago. You gave me my first job here, which you know, setting up interviews for you. 25 years coming up in January.
Well, I'd like to take credit for that. I sometimes say, I hired Melissa Block, and I say, wow.
Well, no, don't be a stranger. Come back soon, and we'll see you on the radio.
Okay, I hope we can do it soon.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.